Hello again, and welcome to Searching the Scriptures. I'm Eric Bennett, one of the ministers of the Pine Top Church of Christ. Hope everything's going great for you and your family and friends. Prayers for all of you all. Hopefully you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I'm so happy that we can study God's Word together today. As always, we're only trying to speak the things that has been instructed to us to do in the Bible, God's Word, not to add to or to take anything away. And we'd love to hear from you. If you ever have any questions or comments, you can visit our website at www.pinetopcoc.org. Our email is pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. That's all one word, pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. Or if you're in the Lake Cumberland area of Kentucky, we'd love to have you at the services at the Pine Top Church of Christ. That's at 1102 Pine Top Road in Russell Springs, Kentucky. For you that are listening locally, that's in the Windsor community. And usually we'll have a Bible class beginning at 9 a.m. Central and then worship at 9:45 and then a Sunday evening at 4:30. But currently, due to the coronavirus, we're having parking lot services at 10:30 Central Time. And we still sing and pray. We take the Lord's Supper together and then we study God's Word together. We just do that from the parking lot. So it's all just the same, except for we're outside in your cars at your convenience just to keep everyone safe. But this morning, I want to talk to you just a little bit about our Creator, right? About creation and God our Father. Psalms, if you would turn with me to Psalms, I think this explains it better than I could ever attempt to. Psalms chapter 148. Psalms 148, starting with verse 1, it says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created." And I think that last little bit is such an amazing thing. He just spoke it into existence. He commanded, and all those wonderful things that we see were created. We sing that song, "Praise Him, Praise Him," and that comes from Psalms 148. And we praise God each time when we meet, when we sing, when we pray and worship. But if you're like me, sometimes I forget that awesome power that He has. Even more than that, we forget that He created all this, and more importantly, He created me and you. Think about something that you've created. Maybe you're great at quilting or sewing, and you've created a beautiful work of art. Or maybe you're good at woodworking, and you've made a chair or a bench or something else. Or maybe you're like me, and you're not super creative, but you've built some Legos with your children or by yourself. Here recently, me and Briley's put together some Star Wars Lego. Whatever it is, you put time and effort into that, and you're proud of what you've created. And God is the exact same way with His creation. Look with me in Genesis chapter 1, starting in verse 31. Genesis 1, starting with verse 31. It says, "And God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." Now, if you've been blessed to be a parent, then you know that your greatest creation and the one that you're most proud of is your child or your children, right? They're what you spend the majority of your time thinking about and how you're going to protect and care for them, and how you'd even give your life for them. Many times, they look like you, they talk like you. Unfortunately, maybe they act like you, or fortunately, and you can see yourself in them. It's a special bond that's unique to that situation. Well, guess what? God has an exact same relationship with us. If you're still in Genesis chapter 1, let's go back a few verses and start in verse 26. Genesis 1 and verse 26. "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." So it becomes so easy sometimes for us to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of this world that we're living in, that we get tunnel vision on what's going on out there, and we forget sometimes about our Father in heaven. We forget about our Creator. God is our creator. He loves us so very much. And he created us in his image. Do you think there's anything he wouldn't do for us? To protect us, to save us? If we'll only choose to follow him, then he'll be that loving father that cares for us, that protects us, and that saves us. But guess what? He's not going to force that upon us. He's going to let us choose to follow him and his will. It's for us to choose and not him to force upon us. Think about our relationships here on earth. We can't force someone to love us. We can love another person and do all that we can for them, but they have to choose to love us. It can't be forced upon them. Think about maybe when you're younger, maybe in middle school or high school, and you really think you love somebody or you care a lot for them. You can't make that person love you back. You can only do things that will bring attention to you and that maybe they'll decide to love you back. But we can't force that upon anybody else. It's a choice that each individual makes. But God wanted to show how much that he loves us, that he sent his only son to suffer and to die to save us from all our sins. Jesus expresses this type of love that he has for us in John chapter 15. John chapter 15, starting in verse 10. John 15 and verse 10 reads, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And we all know that Jesus had this love for us. He showed us this love in coming to this world, living a perfect life, and then dying upon that cross for our sins because he was sinless, right? He did all of that for us. But still, we are the ones that choose either to love him or not. Yes, he loves us, but we have to make that choice to love him. This past year, have we had to deal with a lot of stuff? Absolutely. Maybe some of you all have lost dear loved ones, or you've had family or friends, or you've personally been sick or sad or injured. 2020 has definitely been a tough year for so very many. But we can take comfort that when we choose God, we don't have to worry about things like how bad this 2020 has been. Look in Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 38. Romans 8, starting in verse 38. "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." How comforting is this passage to know that nothing can stand between us and our Creator. The only person that can keep you from God is yourself. So today, if you've been struggling with the thought of your soul's condition, maybe you've been wrestling if this life is all it's cracked up to be. If you wonder what's missing in your life, if you're not a child of God, it's the peace and the love that you have, knowing that no matter what the world throws at you, that you're going to be saved, you're going to be protected, that God, your Creator, is so proud of you. You're made in his likeness. He would literally do all that he can to make you love him and choose to live your life for him. Remember, he sent his only son to this world to suffer and to die because he loved us. The first step to doing this, to choosing to love God, to obeying his will, is to hear his word. And hopefully you've done that this morning. I hope and pray that you have, and that's always the first step. And they always say that the first step is the hardest. If you need to know more, you can always look to his word. He's got it there for us that we can read at any time, right? After you believe, you don't stop there, right? He sent his son, Jesus, to die for our sins, and we have to believe in his son that he came here and he died for our sins, right? Then we have to turn away from the error of our ways. If we have sin in our life, we need to repent of that sin, have a godly sorrow in our heart, turn away from that sin and try not to do it anymore. After that, we confess him as our Lord and Savior, right? And we don't just say it just to ourselves. We confess that to the world, right? That Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. After that, we're baptized into his death, fully immersed, arising to walk a new creature, knowing that the feeling of love that we'll have as a child of God, right? Being baptized into his death. The word baptism means immersion, right? And after that, we have to live faithfully unto death, trying our very best to serve God, to show him that we love him, because we know that he loves us. right? We want to be reunited with him in heaven. Have you ever read the story of the prodigal son in the Bible? If you haven't named him as your Savior, then you can be that child. He's just waiting there to hug you, to meet you, to love you for eternity. So please don't delay. I want to leave you with this passage in Psalms chapter 8. Psalms chapter 8, starting in verse 1. Psalms 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, and thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, hast crowned him with the glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You can see we're his crowning creation, right? We're made in his likeness, and he put us all, over all the rest of his creation. It's an amazing thing to think that he is our Father and that we can be his children, right? All we have to do is choose to serve him. I want to thank you so much for listening today, and I want us to continue in prayer for one another, for our leaders, for our enemies, knowing that if we're Christians, we have to be the example that everyone looks to, right? We're God's creation. We're created in his likeness, and we need to serve him and serve our fellow man as well, right? If any time you ever have questions about today's lesson or any past or future lessons, we'd love to hear from you. And the easiest way to contact us is via email at pinetopchurchofchrist@gmail.com. As we leave today, just remember that we're God's creation. We should be standing a little taller, be a little happier, because God created us in his image, and he loves us so very much. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in today. Until next week, have a blessed day.